All right, my dear, this one is for you. And yes, we are back in the car because it's a great place to talk. But I know you are so capable and strong and independent. And girl, you don't need no man to mess it up. But here's the thing. I know that deep down you still are doing all of this for some kind of attention. And I know you hate that. I know you hate the thought of that because you have done so much work. You have started exercising. You have started taking care of yourself. You're being healthy. You're going to those classes. You're posting those pictures. You're starting to embrace your body and embrace your curves. You're starting to dress yourself exactly how you want to be, and you're not questioning or apologizing for it. But I know that deep down still you want that great and awesome connection and relationship with somebody. Whether you have it now and you're working on it, or you're looking forward to that relationship, I want you to know something. And this is where finding your worth without the scale truly comes into play, as I am currently working through it myself, but it's so much farther than ever before, because we as women are constantly working to better and improve ourselves. And the great thing right now that's coming into that's becoming like really popular and I don't know, like promoted as socially acceptable, I guess, is looking more at the long-term thing and not just the short-term goal that we all tend to have. And that is like looking ahead and seeing how is this going to affect my life in the future. And once you start adding people into your life and into your bubble and all that it is that you were doing, that's when it starts to get a little difficult. That's where it can get messy, and that's where all of these past fears and voices and insecurities, they just start popping back up. Like, I thought I had gotten over this, like, body dysmorphia. I thought that I had, like, fully embraced and started loving on myself. I thought that I had, like, completely gotten rid of those voices that are telling me that I am so fat, that I am unlovable, that my body is not beautiful, that I have something wrong with me, that this guy that I'm seeing is going to get bored and start looking for somebody else, is going to see that I am actually not enough, that I am not the full entire package that I really thought I was. He's going to see through it. He's going to see through this mask that I have created, even though it is really me. He's going to see it as a mask, and he's not going to like it. He's going to start seeing somebody else, because somebody else is going to come across that's like so much better and younger and prettier and perkier and happier and like thinner. And oh, and looking at all of his like past girlfriends, like they're so much thinner than me. They're so much smaller. They like, he wants that. Why is he dating me? Why is he interested in me? He's not going to want this. Like, what the heck? Those are going to start coming back up. Because once you start adding somebody else to the equation, once you start letting other people in, it becomes unsafe. It becomes unsturdy. And life. Once you start letting people into your bubble, life actually happens. And you actually start to see if all the work that you've done is working. And that's where I come in. Because life is so much more than the diet and the workout. You could have the body of your dreams, but if those insecurities and those fears haven't been addressed, other than physically, they are still going to come up. Because I know and have seen so many beautiful and strong women that are body goals and fitspiration for thousands and thousands of people, still questioning and still guessing and still feeling alone and ugly and unbeautiful and unworthy of all of the attention that they're getting. Big or small scale, we all deal with these issues and insecurities. Because even though you really don't care what anybody else thinks, and you're happy living your own life, you still do care on a certain level. Because yes, even though the guy I'm seeing, if he decides to end it and decides to go off on his own, yeah, I'll be sad, but I know that there's somebody else out there, and I know that if he left, it was because of either something for him, or it was something for me that I am so confident and strong and steadfast in who I am, that it was a good thing to leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done all the work, and maybe you have too, and maybe this is something like we could work on together. But just fully embracing and knowing, like, knowing your limits and knowing your boundaries and knowing who you are and what you will and won't do and what kind of person you want in your life, and only accepting that and holding others to the highest possible standard of themselves as well, that it's absolutely no question. You don't have to second guess or anything like that. But once it comes to the insecurities that you have held for a lifetime, the insecurities that you have tried to work past, or this is why a lot of us, as much as we don't like to admit it, but a lot of us start our health journey to finally feel accepted, because we aren't good enough with where we're at right now. A lot of us don't start our health journey simply for health and to better ourselves for long-term success and for long-term living and thriving in abundance. We do it solely for the fact that somebody will find us attractive and find us worthy and interested. And if those things aren't addressed, and that is like the big tell all, if all the work that you've been doing was for the better and did actually come with results, was if you can bring somebody else into the equation, whether it is a romantic relationship or a friendship or family members or whatever it is, and not be affected by what it is they may or may not think, the words they may or may not say, that is where the true success will come from, is simply that you are a strong and independent woman, and girl, you don't need no man, but you also weren't meant to go alone in this life. And by bringing people into your life, whoever that may be, brings up those insecurities and makes you want to go on the diet harder and go to the gym more and like do all of these things that maybe you thought you were past, or maybe you want to work through, but the moment somebody becomes attracted to you or interested in you, you feel the need to bring those things back up and those destructive, quote unquote, healthy behaviors that have taken over your life. That is where finding your worth without the scale, that is where like truly owning all that you are without question, that's where that comes from. And this is why I feel the need and the want to bring this program to light more, is for that very reason. So if nothing else, I really want you to know that all the work that you've been doing and that you have done is for a good reason. That even though you may be struggling with certain things and certain fears and insecurities have been coming up, it is not validating that you still are a worthless piece of shit and all this work has been for nothing and you're still struggling and nobody is actually going to find you attractive. It's nothing like that. It is really just that all of this work that you've been doing is finally being put to the test. Any struggle and insecurity you have is, oh wow, sorry, there's a biker on the road and this guy just like totally did not move over for him. Give him some space, friend. But yeah, any struggle that you are having in life a lot of times is just, it's a validation of a lesson. You can either take it as a struggle that you aren't meant for bigger and better things, and that you never will get better, and so on and so forth. Or you can take it as, this is my time to shine and put all of my hard work to the test. And for once and for all, claim what it is that I want to have. And that is love and life and adventure and honesty and all of the things that you want. They don't come with the body of your dreams or the health of your doctor's wishes or anything like that. They come with you deciding that you are worth having that stuff now. And when you do start to live that life and have those things that you've always wanted and that you're desperately seeking, it starts to come into your life because you start taking those actions that you need in order to have it, in order to see it come. So that healthy and fit body is going to stay and is going to last and is going to look even better once you start to believe and know that you are worth it. Or that body that you want so badly to have is going to come once you realize that you are beautiful no matter what. Because once you feel safe, and once your body feels safe to lose that extra weight, to let people in, to let its guard down, and know that no matter what, you will be safe and secured and loved, that's when things start to fall into place. Because you no longer need to validate your worth by having a certain body type, by having certain people in your life, by having a certain bank account or a certain job or a membership or whatever it might be that you see as status. It simply becomes you being enough simply by being you. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And once that happens, that's when it starts to get fun, and that's when things really, really start to change for the better. It is a process, and the biggest thing is it takes looking at yourself and who you are and what it is that you want and what it is that you're struggling with in order to get past it. And that's a difficult thing to do. That's what a lot of us don't want to do because it's telling and it's hard and it's vulnerable in the biggest sense. So if you are willing and ready to see that happen, it will. But if you are still scared to be that vulnerable, it's going to keep coming up. So as always, it simply comes down to you. What do you really want out of life? If it is fulfilling and lasting and no longer feeling like you have to hide who you are, that's what will show up. But if it's still questioning and feeling unworthy, that will cycle over and over again, no matter what you do. Even with the body of your dreams and life goals and all the things that you could ever imagine, if you still don't feel worthy enough to have it and don't feel good enough to have it, you never will have those feelings. A fit body doesn't come with a certification of confidence and pure badassery. It's just a physical thing. You are a soul that is so much more than your physical body, with so many more emotions and feelings and things on a much bigger and deeper level than we would like to think. So the moment that happens, that you realize that and actually start taking the time on the bigger things than just in the kitchen and in the gym, you will have that lasting result no matter what happens to your body. But if you put all of your worth and all of your effort into that, into something so physical that can easily be taken away or changed, you are going to be at a loss that I don't believe you're ready for. And I don't want that to happen to you. So, when you're ready to accept your awesomeness, despite what the scale may or may not say, I'd love to chat. Because I've been there, done that, and I don't want it to take you as long with so much hurt that it did for me. It can easily be changed, but it does take some time. And I'm willing to help you through that.